Amnesia, written by Peter Carey, narrated by Colin Freels. If I'd got into your manuscript before I came up here, I would have left you to deal with your psycho mate. She thrust her ruined face at me. "You're a dreadful person," she said. "No! Have you always been like this?" I was innocent. I had not laid a hand on her. But what came to my mind was the helicopter that clipped the top of Sydney's Westpac building and killed the pilot who I knew. I was sent down to Bondi Junction to ask the widow for a photograph of the dead man. I was 21 years old. The journos at the gate laughed at me for even trying. The widow wasn't speaking, but I was already Felix Moore. I had my will. I knocked on the front door. A boy opened it, almost my age. I said I knew how he felt. I had lost my own father last week. I said the Sun Herald made me come and do it, and I needed the job to support my mum. For this, I got asked inside. I was given a photograph. His mother kissed me. Yes, I was a dreadful person. It had been my trade for years. But this, that I had discovered the trauma of Celine's birth and not revealed it to her. Honestly, that didn't seem as bad, although I certainly didn't say that now. Instead, I apologized. I confessed that I had been infatuated with her. She had run away from home. She had been so frail. I couldn't bear to hurt her anymore. This and other stuff was true. "You're a fantasist." "Not at all. You're a creep." I wasn't really a creep. I was a good person. I had been secretly in love with her. I had lost her to another man. Now was not the time for that discussion. "You've got the only copy in the universe," I said. "Tell Woody to check the Mac. I deleted everything." "You'd as likely chop your hand off. This is all there is. You're a liar. But why would you think you could write this in the first place? How could you be such an authority on my mother's home? I wasn't even born. You were never there. What makes you think you can write about her? Show me what you read." 825 Stanley Street, Woolloongabba," she said, and thrust my stuff back at me. "The house isn't even there anymore. They put a highway through it. Everyone is dead."